AccuWeather forecast says going to be cloudy and cooler. Chance at some more shower activity today. A high only around the low 70s. Governor Walker forming a statewide task force to address ongoing problems with opiate addiction. Representative John Nygren says it'll bring together key stakeholders from state and local governments, even the medical community. They're all going to look at what each has been doing to combat the problem.
All working in conjunction with each other to identify potential problems and potential solutions. I think we're going to be even further along than we already are as a state.
Nygren says Wisconsin is leading the nation in efforts to prevent opiate abuse, but it's clear more work still needs to be done. Going to be a little bit easier to park at the Milwaukee VA Medical Center beginning next week with the opening of the facility's first parking garage. The new $9.2 million structure has space for 363 vehicles. The new garage to be open to veterans and visitors from 6 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon and to everybody else after the other times. A ribbon-cutting ceremony coming up next Monday morning. Free valet parking for veterans will continue to be available weekdays from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. Kenosha's Plan Commission endorsing Mayor John Antaramian's proposed borrowing of money from the federal government to build a $4.5 million super fire station at the site of the old Bain Elementary School, 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue, and to close two current firehouses. The loan would be paid back over 20 years with federal CD block grant funds. Now, even though the Plan Commission's vote was unanimous, Alderman Jan Mikowski indicated he might change his vote once the matter gets to the council, says many of his constituents not happy with the proposed closure of what they consider their fire station at 22nd Avenue and Roosevelt Road. Snap-on Incorporated filing a patent infringement lawsuit against discount tool supplier Harbor Freight, alleging that the retailer is selling a 3-ton jack that is substantially identical in shape and appearance to the one sold by Snap-on. The Kenosha-based company got a patent for the floor jack in May of last year. And the Wisconsin Veterans Museum says the great-granddaughter of a Civil War soldier from the 2nd Wisconsin Cavalry Regiment has donated a battle flag to the museum's permanent collection. The flag was previously in Tennessee with the relative of Corporal Edward Weissman, who had enlisted while living in Grant County, Wisconsin. He brought the flag home after leaving his unit in November of 1865, and then it was passed down to his descendants over the years. The flag was used by mounted troops during the Civil War to distinguish cavalry units on the battlefield and to serve as a rallying point for soldiers engaged in maneuvers and combat. A man from Cook County, Illinois, is in the Racine County Jail for allegedly attempting to meet a 9-year-old girl for an exchange of pornography and to engage in sexual activity. What 31-year-old David Baker didn't know is that his 9-year-old online chat friend was actually an investigator for the Sheriff's Department, who played along with the conversation about meeting him at a designated location. That is where other members of the department were in waiting, and Baker was arrested. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling in a news release says that while these investigations are lengthy and resource-intensive, he says they are also some of the most important related to public safety. In Kenosha, a 63-year-old man convicted of abducting and raping a 14-year-old girl and trying to abduct two other young women maintains he is still innocent. But at Leroy Johnson's sentencing, Kenosha Judge Mary Kay Wagner noted one of the attempted abductions was captured on a private business's surveillance video.
These are, as Mr. Gravely cites, the things people have nightmares about their kids, letting their kids out, that somebody could snatch a child off the street. This is what they think most sexual assaults are about. These are the infrequent, most violent commissions of sexual assaults.
Johnson gets 60 years in prison, which means the former certified nursing assistant will more than likely never get out. Milwaukee County Health and Human Services Director Hector Cologne will stay on that job, but he was only reappointed for 2 years instead of the full 4-year term by the county board. Supervisors called on Cologne to be more transparent about how the office operates. He's been criticized for transferring mental health patients from long-term care, that's a county-run operation, to a private group homes. Special project position for 6 months using 2016 and 17 budget dollars with an employee who could then be out of a job. That's what's going to the Racine County Board, a recommendation from the Finance and Human Resources Committee. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson said it's a 35-year-old land records document that now exists in paper form that needs to be updated and modernized for future use.
I think it's going to take a while for the individual to go through this because there's legal descriptions that need to be double checked, there's maps that need to be done, photographs that need to be done, but we're going to completely redo this document And it's something that's been long overdue. We just haven't had the chance to do it in planning and development. And it's something that sometimes people ask us for. And it'd be a good reference tool for the county board as well, I would argue, once it's completed.
Anderson noting that there's some changes happening internally, meaning her department, which will be a part of the upcoming 2017 budget process. And injured Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, the Burlington product, making progress in his recovery from that broken bone in his back. That's according to head coach Jason Garrett at his press briefing.
You know, I think he's moving around better. You'll have to ask him specifically how he feels, but he has a good look on his face, and he seems like he's he's more mobile and more comfortable just going through his everyday life.
Romo suffered the injury in the third preseason game against Seattle, a 6 to 10 week recovery time. Rookie Dak Prescott will lead the 1-1 Cowboys against Dub Bears Sunday night. They'll have Brian Hoyer at quarterback for the injured Jay Cutler. Kenosha police investigating some kind of a knifing incident that took place around daybreak this morning in the parking lot for the Meyer store on Green Bay Road south of Highway 50. Initial reports suggested only some minor injuries, police trying to get a straight story from the involved parties. The Juvenile Detention Center at the Dennis Cornwolf Racine County Services Building on Taylor Avenue appears to be on the way toward an expanded library. Speaking to the Finance and Human Resources Committee this week, Detention Center Superintendent Ed Kamen said that it would involve transferring just over $7,000 out of the Youth AIDS account toward the capital improvement purchase of mainly some furniture.
The idea is, based on a juvenile's good behavior, we'll earn them time in there to do things like read books, individual reading rooms. We've got some TVs with some movies. We've also got some game tables in order to do it. The other thing we're looking to do in there as well is some appropriate periodicals of trying to break up that detention, but also to develop those reading, and we're actually allowing them to check books out.
Kamen said that they're only looking for soft cover books appropriate for ages 10 to 17. Kenosha County needs a new generator for the public safety building, but nobody bid on the project the first time around. Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his colleagues this week there was interest in the project, but at the deadline for submitting the bids, none had been received. He said it's because of all the wildfires and the flooding this summer elsewhere in the country.
With all the natural disasters that there's been in this country this year, they just had no time for bidding these projects or even giving costs to anyone.
The new deadline for submitting the bids for Kenosha's public safety building generator is October the 4th. And Racine and Kenosha counties teaming up to host the 2016 Stand Down for Homeless Veterans and Veterans Information Benefits Fair. It'll be October 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Racine Family YMCA Lakefront Branch on Lake Avenue. The event targets all veterans and their spouses, but it's a specific focus on homeless veterans. More information, contact Brad Bailing, Racine County's Veteran Service Officer, 638-6667, or Ali Nelson, Kenosha County's Veteran Services Officer, 605-6693. Racine's Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization announcing the closure of its transitional housing program, mainly because of the loss of $250,000 in funding from the federal government. The loss of housing and urban development money, though, was actually known back in early May. A news release from HALO says it needs more support from the community to continue helping, quote, the most vulnerable persons in our community, unquote. The transitional housing program helped just under 300 individuals, including more than 150 children, to transition from being homeless to self-sufficient apartment living. Fifth annual Kenosha City Council food drive for the Shalom Center is underway. There's an event coming up tomorrow at Simmons Field. At this week's council meeting, it was Alderman Keith Rosenberg saying donations are going to be accepted at the ballpark from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. He noted there is a great need right now for food.
The busiest month for the Shalom Center is August. Their food pantry's empty, so please come on out and support a great cause. Also, King Elvis and Soupy Shalom will be out there for the kids, so come on out.
Collection barrels delivered this week to City Hall in Kenosha, the Transit Center, Street Department, and Public Safety Building. Meanwhile, residents can also contact their alderman to arrange for a pickup. State Department of Transportation's Northeast Region reminding you Packer fans heading up to Lambeau Field for the game Sunday against the Lions that I-41 and adjacent roadways from Oneida Street north to Linville Road in Brown County are under construction. WISDOT encourages more travel time, take alternate routes, and follow the travel message board information. City of Milwaukee holding 3 open houses for the Police Aid Program. High school seniors or recent graduates invited to apply for a full-time position that could lead to a law enforcement career with the department. The first open house taking place tomorrow at the Police Academy on Tetonia Avenue. and 25 years in prison, followed by 10 years of extended supervision. The sentence from Kenosha County Judge Mary Kay Wagner for Ingleside, Illinois resident Justin Diedrich and his role in an armed home invasion that led to the occupant being shot along with Diedrich. He's 24 years old, part of a group of men in masks who rang a doorbell at a home in the Lake Shangri-La subdivision March 30, 2015. The man who lived there was shot in the face but grabbed his own gun, then fired back, Diedrich sustaining a bullet wound to the lung. Gateway Technical College going to be kicking off this year's National Endowment for the Arts Big Read program, 6 p.m. October the 7th. And a number of activities will be held in connection with the Charles Portis classic, True Grit. Writer Jay Jennings is going to keynote the community event's kickoff with his presentation, True Grit and the Further Adventures of Charles Portis, in the Madrigana Auditorium on the Kenosha campus. Big Read events will then continue through November 3rd at sites in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. A list of all of them available online at gtc.edu/gateway-NEA-BigRead. Rio Racine and the Antiques and Classic Boat Society announcing the 42nd ACBS Annual Meeting and International Boat Show coming to Reef Point Marina and Racine Civic Center next September. WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The event is expected to bring as many as 500 people and 150 to 200 restored watercraft. The group plans to use Memorial Hall and Festival Hall for its membership meetings. A boat show to be held over 2 days at the marina will give the public the chance to see a variety of vintage wooden and fiberglass watercraft. Real Racine says more details will be announced over the next few months. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
At UW-Madison, the Student Council of the Associated Students there asking Chancellor Rebecca Blank reject a proposed contract to permit an Amazon pickup point in the Red Gym. The student group put out a news release saying that such a use in a facility that is home to organizations serving minority student groups, it jeopardizes feelings of inclusion. It goes on to point out that school officials worked out all but the final details without consulting the Student Shared Governance Group. And millions of Americans today are starting to vote for the next president in Minnesota, South Dakota, Vermont, and Virginia. Voters in Mississippi can cast their ballots starting Monday. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump probably spending time this weekend getting ready for the first presidential debate next Monday night at Hofstra University in New York. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.